This wasn't Mark, but it is Cookie with Then with Helen. This Sunday the afternoon, the 19th of September, 71, Channel 2 over. This is not marked in 1975. I'm marking it Cookie, Then Helen, Sunday afternoon, 19th of September, 71, Channel 2 over. Cookie, Then Helen, that's Sunday afternoon, 19th of September, 71, Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over, and Cookie with Helen, Then with Helen, this Sunday afternoon, the 19th of September, 71.
Just next to you, don't it?
Yeah. You gonna take that truck home or not? We'll take it down the trailer.
I'm gonna take it home. I'm gonna fix it. I'm gonna get a sticker on it. I ain't gonna buy another truck as long as I've got that. And you can buy another truck. Nothing to run cheap as any of them. Not cheaper.
And it'll haul the stuff.
Well, that's right.
But you haven't got a shed to put it on.
I have it home.
Got room on your shed.
Yeah, hey. 1580.
Now they call them heifers, but that was two small cows.
Yeah.
1580, that's $800
a
piece,
800
pound
a
piece.
Yeah. How many
of
those
two girls even wear?
They went to Wolf Ranch.
You know that?
Yeah. I've heard of them. One's there, one's there. They didn't sell no bull, did they?
Oh,
it's a steer.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go see them cows, okay?
All right.
Put that sack around you. There's a sack right there.
That's okay. $15.
$50. $27 a hundred. Yeah, I see what's out there, yeah. 2, 38.50. And 2, 36.50. And 2 heifers. $27. And 1, $42. And 1 steer. At $31, and 1 steer at $40, and 1 cow at $24.50, $253.57.
I'm glad you this is worth money. This first one we've had. First one.
Well, guy, they done pretty. They done better than I was expecting they'd do. Seventh heaven, just let them eat it up.
Yeah, that's something
to
talk about.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, sir, God, they done good.
Yeah, but look at this, they're so small. Too.
Yeah, they're too small.
Yeah. See, that's hell, that's my calf problem. No one's any good, it's bullet boy.
Yeah.
The other did all right, but didn't have any weight.
Didn't have enough weight there to bring it up. Of course, not that little. You take that little heifer there now. She weighed 215 pounds.
Yeah.
And brought within $20 of that 355 steer. One steer weighed 355 pounds.
Yeah.
Brought $110. And she weighed 215 pounds and brought $90.
How you figure that? Veal?
Veal. She went for veal.
Yeah.
Yeah. She went for veal.
She was as old as he was.
Yeah. Somebody gets some tough veal, won't they?
They're going to get veal. Yes, sir. Now, this is the first rain we've had in weeks, Cookie. This is about the fourth drought we've had.
Heck, here's E. Harris. He's in Lake City. He's the one who brought Bully Boy. But that old cow, she weighed 1,035 pounds.
You know, she's big.
Yeah, she's big. Yeah.
I mean, she's just a big cow.
Yeah.
She's long and she's big boned and she always had big calves.
You sold Tommy Crawford a cow. How many years ago did you sell him your cow?
I was going out of the cow business that time. I just kept a few down here just for the family.
I can clean these plows, guy. I can get next to Tommy Crawford. So you got two cows and two kids. Purebred Herbert. One of them that come from your place here. She's old, but she's fat. And she's got about a 300-pound calf on her. And I can buy her and the calf for $275. He's got another one there that's bigger and got a bigger calf that I can buy for $300.
Yeah.
My gosh. This one here weighed 815 pounds. No. Average, but these two here averaged about
800 pounds
apiece. Gosh, they brought $113, $213 apiece.
Yeah, they wanted to count.
No.
But they were in good shape, both of them.
They were in good shape. That's right.
Yeah.
They looked good, but they wasn't worth that. I mean, to you, they wasn't no good because they wouldn't produce.
They weren't good for food cows.
No.
They weren't any good for beef. I mean, to grow them any longer, that's far as they'd go.
Yeah, they was at their peak right now.
Right now. 800 pounds.
They was at their peak.
Stay in there?
No, she's in the front there. Holler at her.
Trying to take care of them girls.
Well, tell me about Rick on your trip.
Well, he just got to talking. He wanted to know all about the sales. He didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
And I tried to explain to him how they went about it. And he said, "Well," he said, "I just like to see it." He said, "I like to have somebody around to go with me."
Tell him what happened.
That's right, because
that's
he said.
That's what I always felt.
He didn't know.
No use going by myself.
And I'd give anything, guy, if I could have been off to took the boy and went right with him all through the sale from start to finish.
Yeah.
It'd been really educational to him.
Now you took to him.
I took to him. I like him, and he's understanding. He'll listen to you.
Yes. I believe he's the best listener, you see, we've had out here.
And he remembers everything. You can tell him something. You can talk to him and explain it to him. And that's it. He's not flat-headed. And he's not lazy.
Yes.
He is not lazy. He's a getter.
He'll move.
Yes, sir. But he don't know how to, he don't know what to do. He's lost. Okay. Hey. What are you gonna take?
Huh?
What are you gonna take?
I'll be back here, man. I'm gonna give you some
deep. All right.
Unless you're gonna go to America.
Go ahead. Hey, bring me a cigar in here first. I might want a cigar after fall. But he said his granddaddy had a farm, and that was when he was just a little fella. And he liked it then. He never had an opportunity to get back out on a farm until he came up here and got acquainted with people.
Well.
He said he just stay here all the time. He said, I know I won't make no money. I don't want no money. But he said, I just like to stay right here all the time.
If he could make his head for 6 months and just work out of here, I'm telling you, he'd get things that he couldn't get anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, you know, I never realized it took as much effort to get a child started in college as it does. Guy, I've been all week trying to get Laura started in school, and I don't know whether I'm going to make it or not. I've got this next week just as tight as I can go. To get her started in Santa Fe Junior College.
Yeah. I thought all you had to walk up was do is walk up and sign your name.
More than that. She gotta have a physical. And I don't know, a bunch of routine that I don't understand. I may have to get you to point out a few things out to me, and it's got words in it that I don't know what it means.
I wouldn't know either.
I'm lost. I'm just as lost as I can be. I have to get somebody.
Yeah, they got admissions off people over there. They're supposed to just tell them everything and do it for them.
They don't know that by a guy that's as flat-headed as Nick. Buddy, I had it rough. I sure had it rough.
We had a hard time loading.
Yeah. They was disturbed when we went out there because the vet had been there.
The worst time in the world for loading.
Right. That made it worse on our part. But it was a good time to move them. They brought, to their size and weight, they brought good money.
Yeah.
Real good money.
Yeah. Now, you had, you did more of the loading than I did. I had wore out. And then the doc, I don't work too good. But you just got mine and took them right on in.
That's right. I didn't let them stop.
Yes. That's right. Once they stop.
You can let one stop, but he's hard to get started. Yeah. Especially uphill, and it's hard pushing.
Yeah. And you didn't get all messy like I did.
No. I got it in my boot.
A boot full?
I got a boot full.
Just emptied out?
Yeah. Emptied out. Washed it out. I set up at the stock pen and washed it out while I was waiting for him to load, get me unloaded.
Well, now, the first time you went up there with the cows, you didn't have trouble unloading.
No, there wasn't nobody there. No, just went right on.
So you got a pen then?
I got a pen then. But
with water in it?
Water, feed trough, and everything.
I didn't even know the pens had that.
Yes, sir. They've got them if you'll get out there and hunt them. I went and hunted one. And I couldn't get to this particular pen because there was a big truck backed in there. And a semi-trailer, you know. A double-decker. And it's right beside the double-decker chute. And I just couldn't get back in there to unload.
So you had to wait till he moved?
I had to wait till he moved. There wasn't no way out.
You couldn't get him to pull up a minute?
No, because he was unloading.
Oh, yes. Oh, I see.
And they had, I imagine they had 200 head of calves on that one truck.
Yeah.
I mean, he was loaded, double decker.
Yeah, no telling where it's from.
Uh-uh. There wasn't nothing to do, only just sit there and wait.
So that one double decker held you up all that time?
Held me up to him. Well, that's after 3:30 when I got in bed.
And you expected to get home at 12:30?
By 12:30. I would have.
2 hours of setting up that waiting.
I would have if it hadn't been for him. I'd have been home by 12:30.
Well, now, that's the way Marvin gets prices. He takes them, like you said, he takes them woods cows in there, calves, and gets as much as I get from my good ones.
That's right.
Is that what you said?
That's what I said. Yes, sir.
Well, he picks out a time and takes them the night before.
The night before, he puts them in a pen, he feeds them, they're settled down, they're not scouring.
Makes a lot of difference when they get out in that little ring.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If a cow is all scoury, well, they know she's been hauled a long ways. They think so anyway. Well, if you go in there, put them in like tonight, feed them hay tonight, that's dry. That'll pack the stomach. It'll settle her stomach down. And they're not all scoury.
Yeah. And that's all you want to do, just keep the stomach settled.
Keep the stomach settled.
Give them something to occupy. Well, I guess one of us ought to have gone with you on that last trip.
Well, there wasn't nothing that anybody could do. Just been setting up, just with me.
You've done that a lot of time.
It didn't bother me.
And your time. Now, when was that? That was Wednesday, Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
You know, things have happened so fast, I've sort of lost track. You see, I had to work around Rick this week. I put a good deal of time on him. You get a boy like that, see, he's one of the bright ones. And he lives on nothing. He not costly. He lets his hair grow just a little bit long, just a sort of concession, you know, for the others. He can't look too much different, you see.
No, no.
And he's straight. And he needs to know these things. He needs to learn a little bit. If I could get, you see, if I could somehow, if they could send them out to me and pay my expenses, or pay your expenses, but like I said, just send them out just for your time. Let them make this headquarters work out the countryside, and I could hire them out, you see, just another. Let them, somebody making hay, let them help them for a week.
Yeah.
But what it would do for them.
It would mature them.
And people haven't gotten the help. That's it. You see, that's what happens.
That's right, man. You got no help.
So, now let me see. What else? I lost track. What else did we do? You had trouble out of yours. Stationed
there one Saturday night. Somebody told me.
You didn't
tell me. Somebody. Troublemaker? Or was that somebody else? I'm thinking about it.
Oh, up the service station? Yeah. Oh, I had quite a bit of trouble up there. That's the first trouble you've had up there.
Yeah. Last Saturday night, I had to get a man locked up.
I mean, this, no, a week ago.
A week ago, I had to get a man locked up, DWI. He wouldn't move his car off the driveway, then when he did try to move it away, back over the curb and got it hung up, I had to call a wrecker. When I called a wrecker, I just called a sheriff and had him come and get him, because
yeah.
How did I know? He might go out there and run into Laura somewhere.
Anybody?
She was coming out there. She was on her way out there. How did I know what he'd run head on into her? I wasn't about to let him get out of there without the sheriff knowing something about it.
Yeah. They don't necessarily lock him up.
They lock him up.
Well, I mean, they just want to get him straight.
Get him off the highway. He was back last night to see if I had any trouble.
Oh, was
he? Oh, yeah.
You could have asked for trouble any time.
Yeah. Oh, any time. It don't make any difference.
But he didn't actually cause any trouble. He just couldn't make it.
He just couldn't make it, and he was disturbing my customers.
Yeah.
And that's not good business. Yes, sir. Do you need some?
Oh, if they was the first, I'd tell you what, you'd rather pay a price to live in down here. They had some of them fried. Why, we don't have anything down here that tastes like that.
Well, I know. They got the real apple flavor when you fry them.
Yes.
Helen's got the deep freeze full of them to fry. I mean, all she done, she just put them in a bag and froze them. She'll take them out of the freezer and it'll just be like fresh apples.
Yeah.
I mean, the deep freeze is full.
Yeah. Lord have mercy, you just live on fried apples.
And hot biscuits.
Hot biscuits. And, I forget, I don't know, so much goes on of a trifling nature, I forget what we've said. That trip you took back, you told me, you see, I'm trying to get these things straight. That
little cattle frame on your truck costs you 5 miles a gallon.
Right. It sure did.
Let me tell you, Nick came, and Suzanne was out here, and she was going to be out here when he came. But she ran off somewhere, and she, nobody was here but me. He drove his pickup truck, and the tires were flat, sort of slick. And he brought a boy down here with him. He had this colored man at his truck, and he wanted him, Jimmy, to come down here with him. Brought this boy, Dana, down here. He's a wealthy fella. And he's also hard-headed way back. You know, wealthy people, the ones I've seen, mostly are. They're nice to get along with, but not Dana. Well, anyhow, that's the help he had. He was walking the zigzags up the lane, and letting the other coach, you know, just race, race, race. I stayed out there. I didn't take a hand. But as soon as he got up there, close enough, I said, he just opened the gate, he might hold or hurt himself. Let him come on up to me. That pacified him, you see. But now, all the time, Nick loaded him. Ajax was just as quiet. But Bubba was back there in the lane. He'd come up to the gate, he'd go on back a little piece and put his feet out and throw his head down and throw it, you know, toss his head. And he'd look up and he'd neigh, and it neighed so hard you could just see his rib shake and once his tail shook. He'd go on back up to the gate. Once he stopped over there where I was standing, and I picked up a little piece of cob and rubbed him, and he put his head over there a minute, but he said, he don't know me. He had that little frame that he had just made himself, four little soft posts with two pieces from an old house, slats. Two. I don't believe there's more than two. Might have been three. But anyhow, they came just about up to Bubba's rib, Ajax's ribs, when he got up there. And there's nails on the outside, on the inside, nailed on the wrong side. Well, the chute was already down. He pulled him up there, and he kind of stalled, and he told Dana to get it behind. He just walked up there, put his foot on that old tin truck, and made a noise, and he pulled back. They patted him again. He walked on up there. They put that big nylon rope, you know, that slat up there, and it was nailed on the wrong side. He looked around and he got a asked if he could have one of those old buckets for water in. He said if he had a bale of hay to put on each side, it would might not walk so right so bad. They lingered there just a minute. Nobody showed up, so Nick's was that right easy, you know. That little truck was down a little bit. And that little cedar tree got under here, and no, Ajax almost had to duck his head, you know. See him going down the lane, the old big horses on that side talking, and the other that bucket and some little something else in there on the front seat. No hammer. That he put in bailing fine.
Gosh almighty. I couldn't have got out the lane with something like that.
And I said to him when they were before they left, I said when old Johnny, what you call it, from Melrose hauled off my built big bull. He had a big trailer and a cattle frame all over metal. And I said to him, if he let his little boy sit back there, he just keeps the bull company. And I, he and the boy got back there. But I found out from Johnny later they didn't stay long. But then it didn't take to him. He got in there and rolled up to under and started looking ahead. He didn't pay attention to the cargo. Dana didn't. What good he do, I don't know.
Another thing about Rick, when we was taking those cows in the other night, every little bit, he's sitting over on the side, you know. He looked back through the back glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked back through the back glass.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice to have some of those fellas around. Now, this stuff your daddy sent you.
Yeah.
That medicine?
Yes, sir.
What's it like?
Well, back up home, the common name for it is sheep dip. That's what they use to dip their sheep in when they're lousy and so on and so forth.
I've heard of sheep dip, but I didn't know what it was.
And Dad used it in his chicken houses all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he was raising chickens. It disinfect to keep the lice down and the moat in the chicken house.
Oh.
And then it is also for foot rot on cattle and wounds on horses. It's just a real good disinfect.
What do you call a disinfect?
Yeah, and then when he's castrating, he uses that also. To disinfect the outside of the skin before he puts a knife on it.
Yeah,
he'll disinfect it before he ever puts a knife on it.
Yeah.
Then after he gets through, well, he'll wash it out. That's it. Now he makes a weak solution out of it so it won't burn his hands.
So it won't burn him?
Yeah. If it don't burn him, well, you know it ain't going to burn the run the animal.
Oh, I see. So he buys it sick and sends it out?
Yeah, uh-huh. Buys a concentrate.
Yes, I've heard of sheep dip, but I never had experience with it.
Boy, it's wonderful stuff.
Well, you got enough to last you a while?
Yeah.
Now on this, oh yes, we also, the vet also, you see, castrated the little colt out here.
Yeah.
And he stood up. And he used a number of shots. And including the local anesthetic back there. I don't know what he charged.
$30.
Well, now, what is the advantage of having the vet do that?
I can't see any advantage of having a vet do it.
Just you were doing it, you'd give him the transfer license.
Right. And get him down there on the ground where I could just get out of my hunkers and be have no worries, none at all, of him going to kick me or jump. He never knows what's going on. You can do your job in 1/4 of the time and a lot better. You sure can. And they don't know what they just don't know what happened.
Yeah. Now why does Nick want to keep why didn't let him yell this thing? He don't want a stallion up there, does he?
I wouldn't want to keep him for a stallion, no. Molly is a good horse. But it's a cross between a thoroughbred and whatever Molly is.
Whatever
and, you,
she is.
And you don't want a cross like that. Only thing, all he's got is just a great animal.
Just a great animal. Just a good disposition.
That's right.
Now, on this other one, you see that Jim and Suzanne bought. in my view, it's been getting worse all along. To start with, I thought it was ridiculous. I didn't know they were going to take on an animal. Young animal, you see. And it's got so, you see, they don't work the animal at all. They don't get out of here much. And just an animal, not an animal to work around. And if they're going to keep an animal like that, they ought to have him where they work with him. But the thing of it is, they don't know anything to teach the animal, and the animal is young and don't know anything to teach them.
That's right.
And I you know, I can talk to Suzanne, and I talked to her a time or two about that, you know. She just acting kind of like the, now it's all right for a child growing up to have a young animal, I guess. I don't know. The more I see a young animal, the more I think somebody else ought to have.
Well, they asked me when would be a good time to break Bubba to ride. I said, are you going to have him gilded? And they said, yes. I said, well, the next day after you have that colt worked on, get on his back and ride him. They said, he's not old enough for a grown person to ride. I said, he's old enough for you to gild, ain't he? I said, he's old enough to ride. And I'd ride him if he was mine. But you do as you please. You asked me for advice, I told you, now there it is. Take it or leave it.
You know, as I see it, Cookie, now you see, they've got the right attitude. They are willing to do things. But they make such blunders, just like my Solids out here, you see. They've got this Uncle Eddie, Jim's Uncle Eddie, great uncle something over there. Now he's got animals. So they could go over there and just see what he does with them. They never can get over there. Every time they got a little time, they got to come out here and look after that colt.
Yeah. Well, where are they going to put him when they take him away?
They've got some place up there, I don't know. Close to town. Are they going to board him? You know, it's awful hard to learn. I don't believe people like you realize how hard it is for these chaps to learn who never did know anything. everything they do is wrong, and then they are self-conscious about it, and it just hurts them when they come up with a blunder like this. And they won't move. They won't take a loss. As soon as they find out
I think they kind of got a little bit mad at me talking about their colt. Suzanne asked me what he was worth. I told her I didn't mean to hurt her feelings. I said, Suzanne, $75 would be a big price for that colt. Oh my Lord. That's right.
You see, time that happens to them a few times, they just cowed. I don't believe you realize how they lose faith. You know that expression.
She went on to say, she said, "My gosh, we give $200 for him last fall." I said, "No, you can't have." She said, "Be sure it is. $200. I said, "Suzanne, at that time, $40 or $50 would have been a tremendous price, because I could have bought one, a registered quarter horse colt, for a $40 bill. And I could have, Grandma."
Let me tell you. Man!
You need
to open the door. Come on in. Well, you see, that's the thing. You see, but it happened to me too. You all make sure home. Come on in. You want to close the door? It was just raining. That's the reason I closed the door. At the time I was doing that silage, what I found was I had this many operations to it. I just got lost. For one thing, up the country, no trouble. See, we made silage every year.
Yeah.
And all I ever done was drive the truck or something like that. Everybody had a job, you see, and nobody had to know much. We just done the same thing. Had all the equipment. I had the awful job, you see, of putting in 20 acres of corn over there. And you know, it turned out to be beautiful. Miss Patterson, I followed her remedy, and she said it was this beautiful corn as she ever saw in this country. Well, that's just lucky. Well, but I blundered in several ways. In several ways. You know, one is, you see, while it's still milky and a little chalky, you can't get it in at that stage because it fires up.
Yeah.
There may be a day's time, you see, where you could do that down here. So you see, regular corn, just it won't work down here. Well, and then you see, I got hooked on so many things. Everything when it gets me. Well, now on this horse, though, you see, they were in so much better position than I was. At that time, you see, I went in the silage business. I didn't have much help. But you see, out here, she got access to a lot of people. And the one person that I wouldn't have trusted was Nick.
But they fell in lock, stock, and barrel for Nick.
So Nick just sat there smug like a rabbit and collected $200.
And cleaned their plow. And I didn't mean to hurt the feelings when I told her that it was that $40 to $50 would have been a big price for that colt at that time. And why, she almost went through that table out there. She was sitting on the table with her feet on the bench when she asked me, and I thought that table was going to collapse. And then when she asked me what he was worth right now, I said, "Well, $75 would be a big price for him right now." She said, "My gosh, we'd give $200 for him when we bought him last fall." Well, I was running everything down, and I know you may I think she grew fond of me, but I can't help it. That's the way it felt. They asked me, and I told them.
Yeah, pretty sister.
What do you all want?
Nothing. I brought Mama up here. You got your rain?
I believe it got a little moisture. How much did it rain?
Oh, it's quite a few mud holes. I mean, water holes.
Is it?
There are water holes standing in the fields. You know, out here where Rowdy and Dave stand smack at the corner? It's all water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By George, that's the first time it did here in a month.
I know it's a difference, water hole.
Telephone ever get back in?
Nope. Not, I don't guess. We went to Sunland and came back by the nursing home.
You didn't go to Stark?
Mm-mm. I thought I was needed more there, and I sure found out I am.
Where?
Nursing home.
What's the matter?
Papa just runs off and runs off and runs off. They've had to tie him down.
Took his shoes away from him.
Took his shoes away from him. And he won't come out of his room without his shoes. He ran off last night, and it's a long time to find him, evidently. Because I found him, and he said, when I come to my room, I had my shoes. And this morning I got up, and I don't have my shoes. And I can't find, he just sitting there, right in the mirror, you know. I said, what in the world are you doing? Look at yourself. He said, there's nothing else to do. He said, they won't let me go no place. He said, I don't have no sweetheart. I don't have no girlfriend. I just can't do nothing. And I looked all over the place for his shoes, and finally I saw a nurse come. She went in the room across the hall. When she came back out, I asked her. She said, are you a relative? I said, no, ma'am, I'm not a relative, but I'm a good friend. She said, well, you know he's been running so much that... She said, now, I don't know, but she said, I imagine they've taken his shoes. So that heavier nurse, she told me that they've had to tie him in the chair. She said, we just can't, all the time, can't stand watch over him. And says if he could get to that door and catches nobody looking, he's gone.
And you know that old Jew?
Well, he didn't see the woman.
No, she saw us.
He didn't. Daddy don't know her, then.
Oh, you don't know the Jew?
She caused more trouble than a little bit.
Which one?
Oh, she was the woman I saw in the hospital when Miss Trattner was sick. And she's been to the nursing home once. And she'd already, the nurse had already bawled her out three times today. I mean, really bawled her out three times.
What's her name doing?
Who?
Mary, Marie,
I don't know.
Who?
Papa says no Sunday boy is supposed to come. And I said, when? He said, what's today? I said, today's Sunday. He said, my Sunday boy is supposed to come tomorrow. And hey, I can't find none of his clothes.
Right.
He lost his watch. He said he didn't know, he just didn't wear that. Now no shoes, he didn't have his hat. I couldn't even find a hat.
Well, he wouldn't have went no place without his hat, regardless.
Now he wore a Bill cap or something in all the time. I didn't find a sweater, I didn't find a vest, and he always had, you know, he always wore ties and things. I didn't find anything. And I looked through everything.
You looked in that second?
No, I looked through everything over there.
Well, I've got a lot
so
of
the nurse
to
asked
do.
Me, she told me, she said, maybe if you'll come more often and bring him an apple, so maybe he won't run quite as bad. She said, occupy his time. See, his time.
Yes.
His span of thought is so short.
Oh, there's just nothing to do in those places.
And poor Mr. Brazington, J.J. Brazington's father.
Yeah.
He just sits there from one meal to the next with a towel tied around him, ready to eat.
Just leave that open.
Open the door. No, he's been there for ever since I've been gone. And well, I know because so long he sits in one chair most all the time. And he wasn't there today. He was around the hall, and that was
he's
unusual.
In the room.
Well, I know he was out in the hall there when I saw him. But he keeps a towel, either a towel across his lap or around his neck,
yeah.
Ready to eat. One meal to the next. He stays there.
Tell me, where are you all going to church now? Still going out there?
We haven't gone any place lately.
Well, isn't that awful? I haven't either.
We need to go, don't we?
Yeah. And that's a nice place. I know I've had that little place.
Mm-hmm.
Cookie said he don't care for the preacher.
I don't. I don't like him.
How you like him?
I'm going back to the trail, Mom.
Well, I heard better.
Well, yeah. I just heard him once.
I like him better than I used to. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I took a liking to him that first time I heard him.
Yeah, I've got to get on the road right now, shortly.
What you heading for now?
Want to get that truck home so I can get it.
In the daylight? No, I don't mind.
It don't make any difference. I got lights on it.
Yeah. Did you get the lights?
You still have a tag.
I've got a tag on it. I ain't got no inspection sticker.
Oh. Well, you can put your hat up there.
I ain't worrying about it.
Tell
me on the way. I'm working on it.
Oh, I miss it out there. I really do. I like it. When they sing, they just rear back and sing.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
What time is it?
Right up yonder. Look up yonder.
Mm-hmm. No, I've been, since we came back from home, I've been so near dead on Sunday morning, I've come home and gone to bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had bursitis.
And you can't.
So am I.
You can't send your children. Your somebody has to go with them.
Yeah. Well, if I go to bed and don't get them up, they don't get themselves up.
Yeah.
In fact, I was up this morning before half of them, and I went to bed.
Well, I ain't had no sleep. Period.
Well, you said you didn't sleep, and I went to bed to sleep, and I slept.
I didn't sleep.
Well, I did.
I ain't been to sleep since night before last.
No, Sarah was still in the bed, and Laura is still in bed, and Bill wanted a cup of coffee. Well, I got up and got breakfast, and then like never got him up to eat it.
No, I was laying there resting. I wasn't asleep. I never signed up.
This is the channel 2 over, and somehow or other the machine cut off well before the end of the tape. Well, it's towards the end, but this is channel 2 over. And the end on this big machine of the visit with Cookie, and then with Cookie and Helen this Sunday afternoon, 19th September, 71, channel 2 over, and the end of the visit with Cookie, and then with Cookie and Helen this Sunday afternoon, 19th September, 71, channel 2 over, and the end of the visit with the end of the channel 2 over, towards the end of it, it's about 800, I guess, where somehow or other the tape, the machine stopped. But it's complete on the other tape. This is incomplete on this tape. The visit with Cookie, and then with Cookie and Helen this Sunday afternoon, the 19th of September, 71.